USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is getting closer to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The Pope has called Ukrainian President Zelensky. He says he welcomes an offer from Turkey to broker peace talks and says, through an interpreter,
our main objective is to end this carnage. The losses of the enemy are very serious. There are hundreds of dead soldiers who crossed our border, who came to our land. Unfortunately, we have losses too.
Military analyst Jack Watling warns Russia plans to circle the capital and then attack.
If we start seeing rolling lines of thermobaric rocket launchers coming up, then, you know, we're going to see mass civilian casualties.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, introduced herself to the nation on Friday. She would be the first African-American woman on the high court, if confirmed.
I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans.
Forecasters say an Arctic front projected to swing down from Canada into the Northeast will bring another round of snow showers on Sunday. Weathermen say the snow showers are likely to develop across northern and central Michigan before transitioning eastward into New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. The strong front is expected to ramp up windy conditions across the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Global oil prices continue to rise as the situation in Ukraine intensifies. Jay Young is president and CEO of King Operating Corp and an oil business authority. He was asked what America could be looking for when it comes to energy prices.
That's really a great question, but I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, the Saudi Arabia-Russia conflict is not really, you know, people thought that this is the answer and this is what's going to happen is we're going to be paying more at the pump. Yeah, it's going to pay a little more at the pump, but as you see this morning, we're down to $91. I mean, it's the $120, $140 that a lot of people are speculating isn't happening because it's not that big of a deal in the United States for our oil prices. What's going to be big in the future is there's three reasons why oil prices will go up. Number one, the government is still cuts regulations and permits to drill for oil and gas. That doesn't help. Drilling rigs decline is not the way that we need more oil and gas in the United States, because the less we have, the more we're going to pay, number one. Number two is public companies. They're still not drilling. There's an article that came out that said even if oil goes to 200, we're not going to increase our CapEx budgets. There's a lot of people on their boards now that say don't drill for oil and gas. It is really crazy about what's going on with public companies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.